The Trump administration has charged agencies to create regulatory reform task forces. Several agencies have traipsed to the Hill to tell the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee about their plans to deregulate or cut unnecessary burdens. Now, a key member of that committee wants to make the Trump administration's regulatory initiative permanent. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Agencies have been pretty enthusiastic about the Trump administration's push to cut regulations they don't need and create task forces to review rules that are too old, expensive, or burdensome. At least that's what members of Congress have been saying about agencies' regulatory reforms. Here's Congressman Gary Palmer. He's the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Intergovernmental Affairs Subcommittee.
We have a remarkable opportunity here for us to modernize and streamline the federal government's approach to regulation. Mr. Jitendra Kohli, who led the United Kingdom's One In and Two Out Regulatory Reform Initiative, testified at our first hearing that this is fundamentally about culture change. It really is, and changing the culture of government. I couldn't agree more. Getting our government to take a fresh look at how it operates and change its behavior is obviously no small task. And again, I commend you for the enthusiasm of which you've taken on this task, because I really believe that you're trying to do what's right for the American people, and I'm excited about what you're doing.
Members of Congress like the administration's idea so much, they want to make it permanent. Congressman Mark Meadows has a new bill that would codify the Trump administration's regulatory reform initiative. It's called the Lessening Regulatory Costs and Establishing a Federal Regulatory Budget Act. It would also give agencies more of a structure to continue their current work into the future. And it would put the Office of Management and Budget in charge of creating a unified regulatory agenda and budget for each year. The OMB director would take a look at all of the agency's regulatory actions and come up with a plan to implement them each year. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee will mark up this legislation later this week, but the bill looks like it's in line with a lot of the work agencies are already doing to comply with President Trump's regulatory reform executive orders. For example, at the Interior Department, the task force meets once a month to come up with recommendations for repealing, replacing, or changing agency regulations. It's gotten about 215 public comments with suggestions for easing those burdens so far. Interior recently got rid of 154 regulatory actions out of 321 proposed activities from its spring agenda. The agency took 13 deregulatory actions in fiscal 2017, and it has 28 more planned for 2018. David Bernhardt is the Interior Deputy Secretary.
We are looking at things from the following perspective. What is in law and regulation? What is in guidance? And what are our actual business practices in processing permits and NEPA documents, for example? And what we find is that there is a great deal of business process practices that probably can be reformed and shortened significantly. Primarily through what is called the surnaming process at the department. People review, you may have 40, 50 people review a single document before it goes to the Federal Register. And we're looking at that to make that process a more streamlined and efficient process itself.
At EPA, it invited about 200,000 stakeholders to participate in 1,100 different meetings and teleconferences on its own regulations. It also issued a public notice with a 30-day public comment period. It got 460,000 public comments, and 63,000 of them were completely new original ideas. At the Energy Department, it solicited and reviewed 132 public comments from trade associations, business groups, and a couple others. Most of the members on Energy's regulatory task force are career employees. There's a reason for that. Daniel Simmons is the Acting Assistant Secretary for the Department's Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy.
The vast majority of the work that the Regulatory Reform Task Force has been working on is our relations with the national labs. Congress appropriates billions of dollars a year that go to the national labs. And so we want to make sure that that process is as strip out as much bureaucracy as we can, but also the people that have to deal with that on a day-to-day basis and will deal with it in 4 years and 8 years and 16 years, those are all career staff. So they very much want the best process possible, and that's why that they're, especially in that area, that they're that their input has been so valuable to us.
None of the agencies say they've gotten major pushback from their career employees on their work. Here's Congressman Palmer with Bernhardt, Simmons, and Brittany Bolin at the EPA.
Have you received any pushback, serious pushback from career staff at your agencies? And we'll begin with you, Mr. Bernhardt, at the Department of Interior.
I think that our folks have worked very collaboratively with us, sir.
How about you, Ms. Bolin?
Career staff have provided valuable expertise and collaboration with us throughout the regulatory reform work, and I've not personally received any pushback.
How about you, Mr. Simmons?
And I would also echo that the majority of the members of the regulatory task force are career, and they provide us with indispensable information as we move forward with regulatory reform.
It's been tough going for some of the senior executives at the Interior Department. Some of them have said their agency's leadership haven't involved them at all in the Interior reorganization planning. They've said they've felt left in the dark, but not according to Bernhardt.
The SES Corps, they understand clearly that administrations come and change policy perspectives, and that represents the will of the people, and they're prepared to work with everybody. That's generally my experience.
Meanwhile, some members of Congress say they're concerned agencies aren't being transparent enough about the work their task forces are doing and who's actually on those task forces. The new legislation would require all agencies to post this information online. EPA already does it, but the other agencies aren't there yet. Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett.
I think that it's very important that the public know who is on the task force, the perspectives and backgrounds, while they may have followed conflicts, rules, and ethics laws in being there, how they may be swayed or may be influenced, I think is very important for the public to be aware of.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.